Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mother of Fawn podcast. My name is Audrey, and I am a blogger, a vlogger, a stay-at-home mom, and a first-time mom. I live in New Jersey, and I have one baby girl. Her name is Amelia Rose, but we call her Mia, and she's almost 6 months old right now. In fact, she's actually right in my arms, so you may hear her during this recording. So this is a motherhood podcast. We're going to talk about everything mommy. So we'll go from pregnancy, birth, postpartum, childcare, mother mental health, and then we can even talk about topics related to just the home, so finances, marriage, budgeting, etc. So I'm really excited to have you here listening, and I hope that you will subscribe to this podcast and continue to enjoy the episodes. This podcast is actually in collaboration with my blog. So if you have not already seen my blog, it's motherfawn.com. I share similar information there. So if you would like to see some new resources over there as well, go check it out. So I am not a professional podcaster. In fact, I'm just a mom just like you. And I'm not one of those moms that, you know, lives in a fancy house with her own home office and like tons of free time to do her business and, you know, those mompreneurs that you see on Instagram. That's not me. I'm a mom just like you, just like every other mom out there who's just trying to keep it together every day. In fact, I'm literally sitting here with my daughter. Hi, Mia. So I just wanted to put that out there because I don't want to have pressure to feel like I have to be this professional expert on the podcast or on my blog. I know it would be wonderful if I, you know, sounded super professional, but I hope that by just being genuine and being myself that you guys can really relate to me as a person and just get more value out of these episodes. So I'm not going to spend too much time trying to be fancy, you know, with the whole setup and, you know, soundproof environment. You may hear Mia in the background sometimes playing with her toys or making noise. And that's just the reality of being a mom. And if you're a mom, then you can relate and you'll probably understand. So with that being said, I did not want to let that hold me back from starting this podcast. So this episode is more of an introduction to me and the podcast and the blog and kind of just to let you know why you should listen to this podcast. What is it all about? So like I said before, my name is Audrey. I live in New Jersey with my husband and my daughter Mia, and we have a dog as well. His name is Peanut. So we got our dog 2 years ago. And then after having him for a year, we decided, you know, maybe it's time to have a baby. So we got pregnant on the first try, and then our little sweet Amelia Rose was born in January of 2020. So it's been a whirlwind with her, and I have obviously learned a lot in this short amount of time, just 5 months, almost six now. I've learned a lot. So with that being said, I wanted to be able to use my blog and my platform to connect to moms who may have, you know, the same struggles that I did. The main struggle that I have had this entire time was kind of loneliness and isolation, because as you know, we have the global pandemic of COVID-19 going on right now, and it's pretty much started right after I gave birth. So we've been in isolation for quite a long time. That means we haven't had a lot of support from family and friends, and we've just kind of been figuring it out on our own. I have dealt with postpartum depression, so I do want to talk about that here on the podcast. I have some posts about that up on the blog, so if you go check it out on motherfawn.com, you can see I kind of shared a bit about my experience there, but I'm planning to open up even more. But I hope that through this podcast, we can talk about these kind of issues, because I feel like a lot of moms who experience postpartum don't say anything. And I know this because I opened up about it on my Instagram profile, and a lot of people wrote to me and they said, hey, you know, I experienced that too, but I didn't tell anybody. And that just makes me really sad to know that moms around the world have been just hiding their pain and kind of going through things alone. So the point that I'm trying to make is I know what it's like to be lonely in motherhood, and I want to change that for other moms out there. So if you're listening and you feel like you're alone and you're isolated and you just need somebody who gets it, that's what I'm here for. So I welcome you to subscribe to this podcast, check out the blog, and follow me on Instagram as well. It's at Mother of Fawn. So I share content there about my daily struggles, just to kind of let people know that I go through the same things as you. So go check it out there. There's also super cute pictures of Mia, so you may enjoy that. And just send me a DM. I know that this podcast is a little bit different because normally I do YouTube, and with YouTube you get comments right away. I have a vlog channel. It's not a motherhood, but it's just a general vlog channel. And there you get comments, but here I don't think I'm going to be getting comments. So if you want to interact with me, the best place to find me is on Instagram, because I'm just on there a lot. Sorry to get distracted. I think Mia may be pooping her pants right now. Again, hashtag mom life. But yeah, like I said, this is going to be real and honest podcast. None of that like fake, you know, perfect mom on Instagram kind of thing. I'm going to be giving it to you the way it is, and I hope that you appreciate that. So let's see, what else did I want to tell you? This is just the introduction. So we're going to go over a lot of awesome stuff in the upcoming episodes, which I hope you'll stay tuned for. But I'm just trying to think what else I should share with you in this first episode. So I'm in New Jersey. We live here. Actually, I'll share one more nugget. So if you don't know, I'm actually American and my husband is Vietnamese. So another thing that I hope to talk about as, you know, Mia grows up is how we raise her between two cultures, because that's something that's also super important to me, is making sure that even though we live in the US, that she knows her culture, both obviously her American culture, which includes my background, which is French Canadian and Italian, as well as her father's background, which is Vietnamese. So we actually speak both languages at home. We want her to be bilingual as she grows up, and we try to just expose her to different things. Like anytime I'm singing to her, probably 95% of the time I sing Vietnamese songs to her, like children's songs. So that's just something that I am kind of learning as I go, I guess you could say, how to raise a daughter between two cultures. So I will definitely be sharing more information about that, because I know that a lot of people that follow me are in interracial marriages and have mixed children, and they wonder about that too. So that's just another thing that I figured I'd share with you in this introduction. So I'm not going to make this longer than it has to be. I'm probably just going to end this here. So I hope that you guys will keep listening. I hope you check out the blog. Sign up for my email as well on the blog to join what I call the Fawn Squad. So before I end this, I'll just explain the name. So Mother of Fawn is my blog name. I created it before Mia was even born, because her Vietnamese nickname is Nai. And in English, Nai means deer. So I kind of always have been calling her like Fawny, or sometimes we call her Fawn Fawn. So I just figured it was a cute name. And so if you want to follow the blog, I call our community the Fawn Squad. So I'd love to have you guys join the Fawn Squad, so that way you can get updates on all the exciting things that are coming up. So I'm going to end it there. Go check everything out that I mentioned. I'm going to see if I can put everything in the show notes. I know that's a thing here. Again, I'm like so new to podcasting and everything, but I really wanted to connect with moms in a way that's a little easier than reading a blog post. I figure listening might be easier, especially if you're a busy mom on the go, or if you have kids that are just hanging off of you all the time. You can at least listen to these episodes. And I guess the last thing is, I know I've said this like already 10 times, the last thing, but if you can leave me a review, like an iTunes review, if you like this podcast, be it after this episode or after some other episodes, once you hear more about what I'm sharing here, please leave a review so that other people can check out the podcast as well. And feel free to recommend it if you have mom friends. So that's all I'm going to say for today. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!